Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Picciolo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Warren. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The catcher, Floyd Rayford. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy takes first base on ball four. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lacy. The throw from Heath and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball four. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets strikes out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Gross moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive towards third. Gross reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer bunts towards the mound. Warren fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Murray reaches second base with a double. Dwyer scores. Ripken goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards second. Picciolo picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Picciolo. Murray scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jeff Kaiser now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baker scoops it up and throws to first, with Kaiser covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 1 in the game. Sakata strikes out. 1 out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayford hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lacy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin bunts towards the mound. McGregor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heath moves to third. Picciolo moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Murray scores. Lynn moves to second. It's 5-0, Orioles. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Orioles. Tom Telmin now pitching. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 2 in the game. Sakata hits a line drive towards first. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 2 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Roenick now playing left field. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive towards first. Murray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lacy for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 1 in the game. Roenick strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Murray reaches second base with a double. Ripken goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tellman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baker strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Orioles. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Picciolo hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Gross hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Orioles. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 3 in the game. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 3 in the game. Rayford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego pinch hits for Alfredo Griffin. Gary Roenick now playing center field. Mike Young now playing left field. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego strikes out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien now catching. Mike Heath now playing left field. Rob Picciolo now playing shortstop. Mike Gallego now playing second base. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lacey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 2 in the game. Roenick hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lacey moves to second. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.